Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Rich on this, you know what it is, Rich? It's 420.
Oh, goodness, you know what that gracious. Means. That means it's time to smoke joints. Anybody got a marijuana cigarette out there?
It's time. You know what it is time for? It's time for Mary Jane to come out of the closet.
Somebody get the Cypress Hill queued up. We're going to smoke some blunts.
You crack it, stack it, lick it, and flick it. That's all you got to do, boy.
I love cannabis.
The first thing you said was the funny. It's time to smoke marijuana.
it's so great too.
It's time. You know what the time it is? It's time to get the flu. Down there in Jacksonville, as they smoke cigarettes there on the beach.
Yeah, they do. Yes. They
as
do.
We sit like around waiting for this to end, and then everyone else gets to run around like there's nothing going on,
and that makes it longer for the rest of us.
Oh well,
yeah,
I love it.
Always a treat.
Is there anything better than being holed up with your family? Has it not reached the breaking point? Because it has here. This weekend was the breaking point. Yes, it has reached the breaking point. But Rich, as we now we're playing the music from the CBS coverage of the tournament, the basketball tournament, even though that would be long done by now.
Yes.
But it's an excuse, Rich, to just make the people laugh at things that we've done before that were so marvelous.
Yeah,
so
right. Give them a little levity during these, right, you know, hard times. So,
if there are five people listening right now, I would be surprised.
There's a lot of people listening. Now, the fact that it's Patriots Day.
No.
Yeah, because I think a lot of businesses that were supposed to be closed today, it's already tough anyway with the essential businesses open, but I know that there's schools that are still open that were supposed to be
schools?
Out today. And there's some schools, yeah. There's some,
really?
But I know that I heard.
Not mine either.
A friend of mine
I know, not
open.
Mine, but please, open. I'm not lying.
No, I'm not kidding. I think that there were some schools that had enough parents go, I don't want to have to watch my kids, so can you please open back up that it actually happened? Mine aren't. To me, I'd rather there not be school because I hate to teach my kids.
I think that they – I would rather have there be school just because of the socialization. I think our kids are going to remember this and not be overly – developed after this happened. But anyway, Reg,
well, the reason
we are
going to
bring some
Fred,
levity.
That's right. And the reason we're playing this next one is because I was sent something several times this weekend. There is a reporter from the Boston Globe who tweeted, "We just got a robocall from town of Brookline reminding everyone to wear face masks, but imploring residents to please stop calling the police to report fellow citizens spotted in public without their faces covered."
Okay, so I saw this. Mm-hmm. Now, in the town of Brookline, if you are outdoors, you are to wear a face mask?
I think that that's kind of what you're supposed to do.
Okay,
anyway,
if you're out of doors.
It's not legal.
No. But to my knowledge, what Rich is that if you're in a business, and what I've been following, the rules I've been following is that if I'm in a business, I will wear the face mask.
I think that
if I am out on the streets, just rumbling around.
It's okay. Suggested, but you're right. I don't think that they meant if you're walking the dog.
Yeah. If I'm walking the dog, I'm walking the dog.
Yeah.
Aerosmith style, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are we all on Mars? Or is it just me? Okay.
So, well, I thought we would go back to the very first. This is before we even had the 911
Holy
calls.
Moly. Holy
the very moly. First, everyone's angry in Brookline. Let's let it roll.
A woman hopped on a scooter and was taken away in an ambulance. About 200 scooters are now available to the public.
Now, for just $1, you can take one for a spin. But as Tiffany Chan shows us, not everyone in Brookline is on board.
200 of these electronic scooters hit the streets of Brookline today, and they're capturing a lot of people's attention. But some are reluctant to get on one of these things because safety remains at the top of mind for many.
Just minutes into the launch of the program, a woman had to be rushed to the hospital after falling off one of the scooters.
It's exciting, but it's also a huge safety risk in my mind.
It costs $1 to unlock the scooter through a smartphone app, plus 15 cents per minute for the ride.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We talked about this yesterday. There are these electric scooters. They had them in Atlanta. They're in other cities. I have no idea why they're around. I guess they're in California.
I mean, it was the launch of it, where they had all the people in, like, the city council, like, show the news was there, all the cameras were rolling, and within just minutes, kaboom, here come the ambulances. Every news story they had about these scooters had the shot of, like, the three ambulances and the gurney picking one of the people up and taking them into the back of a truck and heading off. And I can't think of a town that would universally reject this more than Brookline. Because what do we know about Brookline, Fred?
It's in my experience, it's some of the angriest, worst people in Boston.
Well, let's start a new segment, shall we? It's called
Everyone's Angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly. And the average age is death. Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine. Nobody's having a good time, 'cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
It is true. Everybody is angry in Brookline. I've had my own experiences, and you know, you might go to, like, I lived in Washington Square, and back then it was all old people, and I think maybe the city's confused because, or the town is confused because they might go, oh, there's, like, these hipster restaurants, and then if you walk, you know, 5 feet down Tappan Street or something, you're realizing that that is no longer the case.
People complaining about the weight.
No, it's just people complaining that you've touched their yard. There's people complaining that you're walking a dog and that the dog paw hit their yard.
Or
there's
just people complaining.
Just complaining about anything under the sun. So young Nicholas went out to talk to the people of Brookline about issues facing the community, including the electric scooters. And here's what the people of Brookline had to say.
Can we use this for the radio?
Certainly.
How about these scooters, huh?
I think it's a good way for people to be encouraged to go crack their heads.
And so that was not a complaint. That was a wish.
It was like, thank goodness.
Yeah.
It's entertainment for me. Revenge on all these bastards that aren't me.
Yeah, look at you with that beard all shaped up. You're good. Why don't you put some blood in that thing?
Yeah, you think it's kind of dangerous, right?
Exactly.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of accidents?
What does your mother and father tell you when you were a kid? You take your bike out, stay off the street.
That's right. They did tell me that.
Well, I mean, you know, you're testing flesh and blood against steel.
Yes. You know how fast these things?
You're testing your flesh and blood against the hard reality of steel.
Mm-hmm. You know he's just going to sit on his front porch, like, hoping and praying that he gets to see someone bite it.
Sit on his front porch, he's going to bring a snack and sit down on the park bench and just watch people go by.
Stick his foot out.
I don't think that's beyond the reasonable doubt. He's doing like a daddy's home kind of thing.
Daddy's Home.
Now, you're referencing a movie that nobody saw.
Not Daddy's Home. The one with Adam Sandler. Where
oh, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Yeah, yeah. I saw Daddy's Home. Both of them.
I saw the second one.
Snow's a bitch.
Yes. You know how fast these things go?
Probably about 60.
It's probably true.
Wow.
I don't
Technology's
know.
Technology's pretty cool.
Like 110.
Man.
Warp speed.
How fast do you think these go? Hopefully real fast, so if you hit anything, you go flying.
I think you should have agreed with him.
I don't like Bob's paint store. Hopefully you hit something and go head first through that window and make him have to pay for it. You hit a bunch of cans that are in a formation and they all fall down. Whoops. Whoops-a-daisies. Whoops.
Probably about 60.
Oh, 60 miles. No, not that fast.
Well, I don't know.
I clocked mine at a cool 30.
35
miles. I clocked mine at a cool 20 miles per hour.
Well, you wouldn't want to get thrown off that wall at that speed, would you?
No, absolutely not.
Car side swipe you, that's what it's going to be like.
That's right.
Like hit with a 2-ton hammer over your head.
Yeah. So you're not a fan of these.
This guy is like a cartoon.
Right. He's like, everything's like very gratuitous and over the top.
No, he's like Wile E. Coyote. You know, they're going to be an Acme thing that blows up. Maybe you get hit over the head with a 2-ton hammer. Maybe you walk by a window and an anvil falls on you.
These
no,
scooters.
Not at all. Not at all. This is a town. This is not a country lane. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
On the other side of Beacon Street here. Geez, I used to have my heart in my mouth with all the bicycles going down there on the inside. Now you got scooters. They'll be zigging in and out from the traffic.
I hear you. The other thing I want to ask you about is, what are your thoughts on legal weed in Brookline?
It's adults behaving like children, you know, and throwing caution to the wind. It is a mind-altering substance. No question about it.
Absolutely. If you could say anything about these pot-smoking, scooter-riding hippies, what would you say to them?
I'd say when I was a kid, if I did that, they'd lock me up and call my parents.
All right. It's got certainly an opinion of the age of the people that are doing this. Did you live at home till you were 40?
Said, what's your opinion on dancing? Mr. Footloose?
It's the devil's. I don't know. I went over to Washington Square and they were playing chicken with tractors.
Dancing under the bleachers in their football uniforms. Let's hear it for the boy. I say nay.
I walked in and there was this one numbskull going around, spinning on all the beams, jumping off and doing flips.
So Nick walks down the street a block and runs into this gentleman right here.
Right, so here we go.
Can we use this for the radio?
I don't like Brookline.
Oh, you don't?
It's like you would.
Okay.
That's not good.
Just right out of the box.
All right.
I don't like Brookline. You and I, sir. You and I agree on that.
Can we use this for the radio?
I don't like Brookline.
Oh, you don't?
It's like you were talking to those old guys.
Yeah.
Those two are bitches.
Brookline on Brookline Crime.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we use this for the radio?
I don't like Brookline.
Oh, you don't?
It's like you were talking to those old guys.
Yeah.
Those two are bitches. I know them.
Why did you not like those other guys?
Because they're always complainers. All they do is trouble.
So, the new scooters, I just saw two people on one scooter drive past here.
That's nothing new around here. A lot of these college students, they'll do stupid things. There's a lot of elderly in Brookline. Brookline's full of it. That's nothing new.
So, just to go and rope things back to those two people, so they're just pains in the ass?
All they do is cry. They're always starting trouble with people around here.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the way he is. He thinks he grew up in Brookline. Brookline should be paying him for the rest of his life.
Oh, why is that?
You're in Brookline.
Oh, Are you concerned that, you know, people are going to get high and jump on these scooters? And
what's that going to be any difference? The bicycle drivers are just as bad.
What do you think about bicycle
drivers? They live on the phones is what their problem is.
Okay, I don't think I've seen many people riding bicycles on the phone.
I just like see two people on the scooter together at the same time. That's nothing new.
They just came out today.
See, today's the first day of that.
He says, what's the difference? You got the bicycles over there. Everyone's on the phone.
Everyone's
doing the crossword.
I need to delve more into the hostile relationship between this guy and
wow.
and the other dude.
Bitches. I know them.
Why did you not like those other guys?
Because they're always complainers. All they do is trouble.
So the new scooters, I just saw two people on one scooter drive past here.
That's nothing new around here. A lot of these college students, they'll do stupid things. There's a lot of elderly in Brookline. Brookline's full of it. That's nothing new.
So just to go and rope things back to those two people, so they're just pains in the ass?
All they do is cry. They're always starting trouble with people around here.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the way he is. He thinks he grew up in Brookline. Brookline should be paying him for the rest of his life.
Oh, why's that?
You're in Brookline.
Oh. All right, so all they do, this is during the day, like on the street. So all they do is wander around all day complaining about one another. That's like the hobby.
You should know you should do. Next time, you should bring the two of them together.
Oh.
Let them work it out.
Oh, it'd be like a half an hour bitch fest.
Peace talks.
Why wouldn't you, for the life of me, sell your house, take the money, and move somewhere you're not so effing miserable?
Honest to God, the money you make selling your house in Brookline will get you a much larger place, maybe 10 minutes west.
Oh, John, if these people bought their homes, which I'm not convinced they did, they might have inherited them from
another, that's a good point.
From someone like a million years ago.
Right, right.
If they're in their 80s and bought their house when they were like 30, do you know how much money they would make?
Oh, God.
You don't have to sit there and protect a little patch of grass. I mean, get the hell out of there.
I kind of just want to, like, go to that CVS and cut in line just to see what happens.
Good luck.
There's no way you could do it. There's good no luck. Way. It would be like trying to run through a linebacker in the NFL.
People
there's,
get hit with canes.
No,
it'd be bad.
No. You would cut the line, and they would all cut in front of you, and then it would become some sort of march.
Oh.
Oh, there's absolutely you could jump over the counter, and someone would pull you back over. You can't outcut someone that's there. I just have one question.
I saw somebody negotiate the price of a coffee at the Panera Bread there. Try to negotiate the price of a cup of coffee. Said, I'll give you 35 cents for it, because I'm sorry, it's $1.08.
There was a line of five people at the pharmacy. And this, I've told you this, and this woman came up with two kinds of over-the-counter flu medicine. And proceeded to talk for 10 minutes to the pharmacist. How about they're all exactly the same?
All right. Are you concerned that, you know, people are going to get high and jump on these scooters? And
what's that going to be any difference? The bicycle drivers are just as bad.
And what do you think about bicycle drivers?
They live on the phones is what their problem is. Plus, you got a lot of idiot car drivers around here.
That's true.
You're in Brookline where it's all old-fashioned people. I've known Brookline since I was a kid.
Young
and
hard.
It hasn't changed. It won't get any better.
What do you think the biggest complaint is in Brookline?
The elderly. They all cry and bitch. People shut up.
By the way, this guy's like 70.
Oh, yeah. But that's young.
He's one of the young bucks.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the old people, they just walk around complaining. They all have like $1.50 in their pocket. Like, they're not buying anything.
That's just what they do. What am I going to do today? Wander and bitch.
Yeah. And get into it with people. Oh, yeah.
The elderly, they all cry and bitch. People shut up.
All right.
I bet he would have talked to you for 30 minutes.
I bet you would have named names.
Going crazy.
See, I want the two of them together. Okay, and then finally, Nick spoke to another person over in Brookline about these scooters and other issues.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes.
How about these scooters?
No, it's just a pilot program right now. I don't know if it's going to go over well or not.
Wait, what?
It's a pile of problem.
Do you think it's dangerous?
Yeah, it is.
Are you going to ride on one of these scooters?
I don't have balance, so I can't really ride one of those. So it's, you know,
it goes almost 20 miles per hour. Do you think that's too fast?
They should really do it maybe 15.
What are your...
I mean, that's science right there.
It's 20 miles per hour. Should really be 15.
He could have said it's 2 miles an hour.
It should really be one.
Yeah. There was no number that was going to be correct. There was nothing he could have said there that would have not been good. Something could have been better. That's like everything.
They should really do it maybe 15.
What are your thoughts on this legal weed in Brookline?
Oh, I don't know. It's been around since the 60s when it wasn't legal. Now they legalized it, so I don't know.
You're not too crazy about it?
No, not really.
Why not?
Because the driving and everything else, if people are taking it and driving and whatever happens.
Oh, well, like pretty much
high as a kite.
It could be the worst case scenario. They could jump on a scooter high. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, but, I mean, the car can really hit you bad. I mean, if I've had it happen to me.
Wait, you got hit by a car?
Yeah, way back when, back in the 80s.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
So, I mean, it's like, and he wasn't really going that fast either.
All right. Well, there's danger around every corner.
She couldn't wait to tell you she was hit by a car. Well, 40 years ago, but... Well,
listen, there's danger around every corner.
The games are only half of it. Hutcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Rich on this, you know what it is, Rich? It's 420.
Oh, goodness, you know what that gracious. Means. That means it's time to smoke joints.
Anybody got a marijuana cigarette out there?
It's time. You know what it is time for? It's time for Mary Jane
to come out of the closet. Somebody get the Cypress Hill queued up. We're going to smoke some blunts.
You crack it, stack it, lick it, and flick it. That's all you got to do, boy.
I love cannabis.
The first thing you said was the funny. It's time to smoke marijuana.
Oh, this is and it's so great too.
It's time, you know what a time it is. It's time to get the flu down there in Jacksonville. as they smoke cigarettes there on the beach.
Yeah, they do, yes. They
as
do.
We sit like around waiting for this to end, and then everyone else gets to run around like there's nothing going on.
And that makes it longer for the rest of us.
Oh, well, yeah, I love it.
Always a treat.
Is there anything better than being holed up with your family? Has it not reached the breaking point? Because it has here. This weekend was the breaking point. Yes, it has reached the breaking point. But, Rich, as we now we're playing the music from the CBS coverage of the tournament, the basketball tournament, even though that would be long done by now.
Yes.
But it's an excuse, Rich, to just make the people laugh at things that we've done before that were so marvelous.
Yeah, that's right. Give them a little levity during these
hard times. So if there are five people listening right now, I would be surprised.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Have a sports hub. It is Toucher and Rich as we search for Fred. Not quite sure where he is right now, but someone we do have with us, a gentleman who's going to be with his nose to the grindstone over the next couple days. What rumors? What do we got here? Do we got the Patriots moving up to get Tua? That seems to be the hot thing that's going around.
Oh, we're on the radio.
Yeah, hi, Fred.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Jen. Hey, how are you?
I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh.
You know what he's trying to do? Could you guess?
Get people to love him?
Nope. Trying to have sex with his wife. And I got all caught up in that whole thing.
Sure.
And missed the opening of this segment. It would have been nice if someone texted me or let me know that we were doing this, but nonetheless. So, Jeff Howe, as I can repeat, Rich, how long has Jeff Howe been on the line, by the way?
Just maybe about like 3 minutes.
Oh, good. I missed 3 minutes of the show. Jeff, as Rich was just asking.
Please, I will toss my half-assed question to you.
As Rich was just asking you, Mr. Jeff Howe, who, by the way, is on the Volkswagen dealer's hotline there. Jeff.
Hey.
Is anyone else losing their mind? Oh, what a weekend for Fred. All right, so Jeff, is Tua, what is this old Tua talk, as I heard Rich saying earlier? What is this all about with the Tua fella?
I mean, I'd still be pretty surprised if he fell out of the top 10. I mean, this is a guy with franchise quarterback talent and potential. The ability that he has is undeniable, and teams know that. You wonder how many red flags there are with the medical situation. And I was kind of thinking about it and, like, comparing it to, just in my own mind, to the Gronk draft. And it's obviously completely different players, but, you know, with Gronk, he's coming out with all the medical red flags, and you sit there and you say, well, eventually in the second round, he's worth it. And, but, like, you know, you look at a guy like Gronk and you say, okay, well, if he misses 4 to 6 games a year and, you know, he has a few healthy years over the course of his career, you know what his ability is going to be. You can't have that at quarterback. You can't look at a quarterback and say, well, yeah, we know how good he's going to be for the games that he plays, but if he can only play a dozen to 14 games for, let's say, half of his seasons over the next decade, you still kind of put your team in a tough spot. So I think that's why teams are trying to – that's why teams are overthinking this thing with Tua right now. I mean, how durable is he realistically going to be? But again, I just think that if he slides past 6 and the Chargers there, I think you're going to start seeing teams that are in the teens or, you know, somebody who needs a quarterback is going to start thinking about moving up. It's just how much are they going to be willing to pay? And I don't know if the Patriots – I don't know if he's going to fall far
If they have the capital, do it. But what I have a question for you is that the Jets are at 11. So is there any way in shape or form that the Patriots and the Jets would do a deal? If Tua falls and then it's, you know, the 11th pick in the draft and Tua's there, do they do a deal with the Jets?
I'd be shocked. I mean, Belichick still doesn't even like saying the Jets' name in press conferences. Yeah. So it's and to think, like, to move up from 23 to 11 or even 12, you got to trade, obviously, 23, all of your third-round picks, and then maybe even the fourth rounder and possibly something from next year. I mean, that's right. Almost certainly going to be the price, and I can't imagine the Patriots would pay that.
No, but, Jeff, do you want – if I'm a team that has – I'm obviously not a good team, and I have a pick in the, you know, top 15. Do I want a pick next year? Is that something that I would take, that I would angle for?
Well, I think it depends on, like, next year you're looking at Trevor Lawrence coming out.
I know, but I'm not dealing, I'm dealing a first round pick to a team that's pretty good, that's moving up. I mean, I'm not going to get Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'm not going to get the number one pick in the draft.
You're saying the Patriots pick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying, Jeff, is if I'm a bad team, do I want a first round pick next year from the Patriots? Is that something that I would look as good capital to let them move up?
Well, if you package that with 23, that's certainly a good trade to have. It's just, I mean, if you're going to move from, let's say, 12 to 23, and then you also get a first round pick next year, I mean, that's a great trade for that team, trade Belichick would ever make.
No, certainly he's not going to make it, but it's just if I'm a GM of a crap team, I don't know if I can appease the ownership by, you know, saying in 2021 we're going to do this. But, okay, so if they don't move up, what is available down where they are, and will they do the Patriots thing and try to move down and get a second rounder and maybe a fourth third round pick? Or go ahead.
Yeah, this is the year to do it. Honestly, this is a great draft for the Patriots to try to trade down. And I think this is going to be like the one time in the last 20 years, if they do it, where the fan base, at least from what I've seen on Twitter, is actually going to be excited, because the real sweet spot in this draft, there is a sweet spot in this draft between picks 30 and 60, where you can still get a lot of really good talent.
Yeah.
And because the Patriots have that massive void from 23 to 87, I think it's going to be overly appealing to them. Now, who slides to them? I mean, I think if you want a wide receiver, you're not going to get any of the big three. But a guy like Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State could be an explosive type of player at 23. Pass rusher A.J. Epenesa from Iowa would be a really good fit right there. I mean, you could probably get the fifth or sixth best tackle off the board still available to them, which would be fairly decent value with the way this tackle class is shaping up. So they'll have options.
Jeff, if so, okay, because the wide receivers are, this is supposed to be like the wide receiver draft. Like there's going to be a lot of talent out there in the third round. But when you talk about offensive linemen, to my knowledge, there's like four or five that are they think they're for sure starters in the NFL. You think that there's someone that could slide to the third round and they could take?
In terms of a tackle, I mean, you're going to be looking at a project. I think you can probably get a fairly decent interior lineman in the third round. There's going to be a handful of those guys that you would definitely like. But if you want, I mean, there are four potentially elite tackles in this draft. I think there are six that most people would say are first-round caliber picks. And I think at least one of those guys, one of those bottom two, is going to be available to the Patriots at 23, most likely. And you just the hardest question to answer right now is, what do the Patriots feel about Isaiah Wynn? Not in terms of his ability, but what position do they ideally want him to play? And then you look at Joe Tooney, whose ongoing contract negotiations are, you know, still a bit of an issue. And is he going to be the left guard? Is Isaiah Wynn going to be the left tackle, the right tackle, a left guard? I mean, how do they view him? And then what are they going to do with Marcus Cannon? Has Marcus Cannon hit a spot where he's hit an irreversible trend of being on the downward slope of his career? And if he is, you know, then you got to think about, you know, where is Wynn potentially the right tackle of the future? Or do you want him on the left side? And then how do you navigate the draft? Because some of these tackles in the top 40 to 50, you know, you start dipping into the second round there. Some of these guys can only really be on the right side. So there's a lot of unknowns, and it's depending on how the Patriots handle the first two nights of the draft, we might be able to answer some of those questions, especially as they relate to Wynn.
Now, Jeff, do you still value left tackle as much? Because there seems to be like a belief in the league right now that left tackle isn't the position that they thought it was. That, you know, I know it's a blindside position, but they value interior linemen more. They value, you know, right tackles as much. What do you view as a left tackle, the importance of that? Is it gone down in your eyes?
I think it's still the most important offensive line position. And if you're the Patriots, without Dante Scarnecchia, I mean, you can't really afford to just say, I mean, it was like basically a 15-year run when the Patriots were like, all right, you know, have quality left and right tackles and then just throw whatever in the middle because Dante Scarnecchia is going to turn the guy into like a Pro Bowl caliber player. Right. So they don't have that luxury anymore. And you've got to assume at this point that Scarnecchia has retired to stay retired and he's not going to come back in a couple of years. So they need to make sure that, you know, I think that was probably part of the reason why they wanted to keep Tooney. And, you know, if you get Andrews back and you get Shaq Mason healthier, all of a sudden the interior looks a whole lot better than you might have been projecting. But, you know, some of those projects, guys like Froholt, really didn't look the part last year before he went down for the year. And then, you know, the right tackle, Yadni Kajus, what is he going to look like when he finally practices for the first time as an NFL player, a third-round pick just a year ago? So I think if you are trying to make sure that whoever is going to be your quarterback, whether it's Jarrett Stidham or somebody else, you got to make sure that guy's able to have a fighting chance with the five guys who are in front of him.
Rich?
Oh, you did such a great job carrying the whole thing. I was like, let's let you roll.
All right. Well, I love the draft. I do, and I'm not being sarcastic. I do love the draft, and it's going to be very interesting because the Patriots are not going to be very good. So it's interesting to see. Well, John, are they going to be very good?
They're not going to win 14 games, but I wouldn't put it out of the question of them making the playoffs. No,
they're still the best.
No, I wouldn't
put it
out of the question of them making the playoffs, obviously, but they're not going to be very good.
Not very good.
They're not going to win a Super Bowl, if that's what you're saying.
No.
Yes.
No,
they're not
going to
win the AFC.
Well, no, of course they're not going to win the AFC, no. But they are going to win the division.
I do want to ask Jeff one more thing, though, about Tooney and the rumor. Not a rumor, but it's one of those things that could possibly happen.
John's got to jump in now.
Cap space.
Like an idiot.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's a good question, though.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So could Tooney be dealt by Thursday?
It's possible, but it would take a lot more movement in the next few days. I mean, at this point, the Patriots haven't had any serious trade negotiations with anybody, and this was as recently as this weekend. They certainly don't want 14.8 against the cap with Tooney. So they're trying, the preference is absolutely to reach an extension with Tooney. It's just, he has so much leverage and he knows that what he can get paid. And then the other part of it is, if you're a franchise player, you have the ability to basically veto any trade because you can just not sign the franchise tag. So, right. Or the tender. So Tooney has a ton of leverage, and I think that's probably why they're at this point. But if they get to Thursday, and let's say there's one more round of negotiations over the next 3 days, I don't know if there will be or not, but if there are and they're not making any progress, certainly they're going to entertain that thought because they don't want to pay this guy 14.8 for 1 year, and that's why they're trying to get the long-term extension that would be mutually beneficial doubly beneficial to the Patriots because it would knock down that cap hit.
But it doesn't seem like a move the Patriots would generally make, right? If I'm Tooney, I think that I get a better deal somewhere else. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. That's why I was so surprising. I mean, I'm sure Tooney wasn't thrilled that he was franchised because right. He was going to get a contract that was probably going to be 5 years and $75 million if he was on the open market. And who knows? Maybe it even goes a tick higher than that just because of the amount of attention that he was getting from teams.
Yeah. So it is interesting. They are going to have an unhappy player if they cannot move him. Well, Jeff Howe, well, thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
To be fair, I mean, financially, you know, he'd certainly want a better contract, but I don't think Joe Tooney's had a bad day in his life. So I don't think you have to worry about a bad locker room type of situation with him. Not with him at all.
No. He's going to be terrible. It's going to ruin everything.
That is the next my day, let's Thomas.
That's right. I'm in the locker room every day like you. And I've seen this. But Jeff Howe, he's from The Athletic, and I suggest that you look at it now. It's free right now, is it not, Jeff Howe?
We have a free 90-day trial running. Best deal in the business.
Come on, baby.
It's worth it. The Athletic is one of the few websites that is worth paying the subscription for.
I pay for The Athletic. Yep. I have not even asked Jeff Howe for a free situation.
See, I got a free T-shirt when I signed up. That was part of the deal back in the day.
You said Athletic?
Yep, I got the green Athletic shirt. That's right.
So do people think that you're an athlete at this point?
They say, look at this guy. He's athletic.
All right. Oh, Rich.
Says it right there on the shirt.
That's right.
All right, Jeff Howe, thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Every writer there is in very good shape, as is most people that cover the game. All right.
All right. How you doing, Fred?
I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond, and no one told me that we were on the air.
Well, I would think if you're on the radio, you would listen to find out when we're coming back.
Why would I listen to a bit I've already done?
Or you would say, Dan, how long is this bit, and set a timer?
I did. Dan, and I know we have to break, Dan, but Dan, did I not ask you how long the bit was?
Sure, and I gave you the time, and then we had a commercial break after that, so I was assuming you would come back during the
I was in rap, so, Dan, as I gave you a play. Was I giving you
down
a play
the line, I was like, Fred, are you there? Fred, are you there?
Dan,
you there?
Did I give you a play-by-play of what was happening with Everybody Loves Raymond?
We actually talked a little bit during the segment about the, yes. the show you were watching, yes.
So I was enwrapped in it, and then I was fandoogled.
There's a timer on your phone. You know, you can set a timer.
I don't know, Rich. What the hell do you want out of me? All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 Sports.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The map.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
I remember game two. I'd played golf with Michael the day before.
And Michael and Danny are giving it to each other back and forth.
I took a few bucks off of Michael that day, and we're talking trash to each other. That might have been a mistake.
We get done, we get in the car, we drop Danny off first. And Michael says, hey, tell your boy DJ I got something for him tomorrow.
The first game, the guy scores 49. But I don't think anyone expected going into the next game what was going to happen. He was scoring at will. Dunks, bankers, he'd get in the middle and shoot over guys.
Stan Allback kept putting me in isolated situations, and I just took advantage of my youth and my energy.
We all took our cracks at him that day. It wasn't one guy. DJ was our best defensive player, and he picked up four fouls early in the third quarter.
Four fouls on Dennis Johnson. Welcome to the club.
I was on him for a while. Danny was on him. DJ was on him a lot.
I remember laughing in the middle of the game because Walton was cursing me out because he had to guard Jordan on a few occasions.
Walton with five. Next foul and he's gone. Jordan isolated one-on-one. They foul out. Basket.
Walton fouled out.
Jordan has shot 18 free throws and made 16. Got it! 63 for Jordan! A new NBA record has been set in the Boston Garden.
It was a high-scoring game. Fortunately for us, we had the last shot.
Bird, pick and roll. Celtics to take a 2-0 lead.
We were fortunate to win that game, but Michael put on a show.
Our Miller Lite most valuable player of the game is Michael Jordan with an all-time record 63 points in a single playoff game.
We ended up winning the series, but it was an incredible, incredible playoff performance. I've never seen it before, and I had never seen it after. That wasn't Michael Jordan out there. It was God disguised as Michael Jordan.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. By the way, the LL Cool J with the very lame Shaft sample. Very lazy.
The music and the montages in this new Last Dance documentary are perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
But that's a lazy sample, Rich. If you look at it now, it was a lazy, lazy sample.
It might be.
By the way, they did something on, we don't have very much time, but they did something on ESPN about the greatest basketball players in college history. And it was Jordan and Bird at the end. And, John, I will ask you this.
Yep.
Bird from Indiana State
yep.
makes the finals against the Magic Johnson-led Michigan State team. Jordan hits a shot for North Carolina. Are they on the same planet in terms of college basketball players?
No, Bird was a far better college basketball player.
No, Bird is
you look at Bird's roster for Indiana State, he had nobody with him.
Yes.
Nobody.
Nobody.
But the bigger crime is neither of those two guys are the best college basketball player ever. Jabbar
Leitner.
Was.
Christian Leitner? No, but put him in there?
Leitner is a top five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jabbar was the best one. If you look at his numbers when he was in college.
But he was UCLA. So I would make the argument, this is hacky, but let's have fun. Is that I would make the argument that Bird, because he was at Indiana State and it took them to the finals, is far better than Jabbar.
No,
Jabbar was at UCLA.
Okay, but real quick, though, about that clip right there. First of all, Bird afterwards, and you know how cocky Bird was. They have the interview afterwards of him talking about Michael Jordan. He looked like he was hit by a bus. Like, I've never seen Bird that just awestruck. And they just won at what the hell just happened. Like, no one could defend him. I didn't know. Is that a well-known Danny Ainge story that he played golf with him before game two? I never knew that.
No, it's not known at all.
Here's what's surprising about that is that Ainge gambled because that's not part of the deal with him. and second of all, that Jordan lost.
Well, the other thing is, I don't want to hear another word about how players back in the day truly hated each other,
right,
and that they all hated each other off the court, because during the playoffs, the two of them went and played golf together.
Just the Pistons.
Just the Pistons.
They hated the Pistons.
Of course.
And you're going to find that out. You're going to find that out during the course of this documentary.
There's many things about this documentary that just make me go, I mean, Jordan is so ridiculously better than LeBron, and just watching him
I don't know how the documentary. I appreciate you watching it and looking at this, and I don't mean this is a reflection on you, but I remember it. I mean, like, I was there.
I do too, but sometimes you need to be reminded. Last night, especially showing his rookie year,
I would.
You're sitting there going,
"Well, his rookie
this
year,
dude was just
ridiculous."
His rookie year, that was such a garbage team.
I know.
Who was the center? The big clumsy white center.
Was it Smrek? Smrek?
In his first year?
No.
I have to take a look at that roster.
But
the one thing about
Jordan, we had to have season tickets to the Pistons during his rookie year, and there was a who was their center? They suck so bad.
Yeah, they were awful that first year. I'm looking it up.
All right, because it was like some big sloppy white guy.
Yeah,
and we
they had a bunch of those while he was there.
That was all they had for years and years and years. I mean, that team sucked. I mean, I saw Jordan play in person.
Yeah,
30 times.
Oh, I've only seen him twice. I've seen him twice.
Yeah,
I saw him. I saw him against the Hawks one time, and that was the Dominique, Spud Webb, Doc Rivers Hawks, and the Hawks actually won that game. And then I saw him on his going away tour, and during his final year, they played at the Georgia Dome. Like, they had like 70,000 people show up for that last game. I mean, it was that big of a deal.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that I was reminded yesterday that Chris Webber and Jalen Rose's high school teams played at a sold-out Palace. By the way, have you seen the Ben Affleck movie where he's the basketball coach?
The Way Back, and I haven't watched it yet. It's supposed to be good.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's
Dave
Corzine fantastic.
Is the answer.
Dave Corzine, yes! My friends and I would make Dave Corzine signs and hold them up during Bulls games. We had songs about him. Dave Corzine, you see him in your magazine.
There you go.
All right. Very good. We'll be right back. It's a great day.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.